Test 67, Section 4, Question 19. Here we're looking for parallel reasoning, so it'd be one that I would skip, but we'll try the conclusion trick first and then kind of go from there. So there are no media trucks outside the courthouse, so the jury must have returned a verdict. So the conclusion is A must have happened. If we skim kind of the answer choices, A says there will be no less tourism than usual. That's not really that similar. B, he must have bought a house. That's pretty similar. So R must have driven him to work, similar enough. So she must have gone to a movie last night, also similar. And so someone else must have solved it. In this situation, I like B the best because it's the closest as far as just fundamental structure, but I'd have to look at the overall argument in this case. So then we look at the overall passage and kind of look at that. So if the jury didn't return a verdict, there would be media trucks. There are no media trucks, so the jury must have returned a verdict. So it's saying if not A, then B, not B, therefore A. So now we look at these. If we look at answer choice B, I'd start there. If Peter didn't buy a house, he would have rented an apartment. If not A, then B. Peter didn't rent an apartment, not B, therefore A. Yeah, that follows that one perfectly. I would honestly just take B and run with this, but let's talk about why the others are wrong really quickly. A says, if a hurricane arises off the coast this summer, our town will see less tourism. So that's saying if A, then B. Since there will be no hurricane this summer, that's saying not A, and that's not what we want. We need to negate B rather than negating A. So then answer choice C, our promise, Linus, that if his car was not working, she would drive him to work. So our promise that if not A, then B, Linus's car is not working, that's saying A, therefore B, and that's not the same pattern. If Kay's television was not working last night, she would have gone to a movie. So that's saying if not A, then B. Her television has not been working for the past week, so she must have gone to a movie. Again, that's saying you meet the A condition, not you fail to meet the B condition. If Ralph told Manuela about the problem, then Manuela would have solved it. So if A, then B. Ralph did not tell it, so someone else must have solved it. So that's saying not A, and therefore not B. That's not the same pattern. We need if A, then not A, then B, not B, therefore A, and only answer choice B does that. So that's our correct answer in this case.